And there's people on the pitch.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
The Saturday scoreboard caught up with Bolton St Michael's under-18s assistant manager Dean Conway, and we began by asking Dean to give us an overview on how a training session is delivered.
Typical training session for us is we like to do a good bit of physical work, start off we spend a good 20-25 minutes doing physical work, try and get the lads up to a sort of physicality which the first team manager would like, and then we make sure that the balls are out, they get down and they get playing a little bit. So big emphasis for me is definitely ball retention, making sure the lads are comfortable controlling the ball in tight spaces and the passing is good. So we do on making sure that what they do on the pitch is a good quality.
On the physical side, Dean, in between the training sessions, have the players got a set sort of training regime outside the ground? I mean, is there things about diet and fitness and exercise they've got to do, or do you go to that sort of length of detail, do you, with them?
Quite a few of the lads, because they play football with their colleges, they do a lot of gym work. I know it was a good 5 or 6 players who spend quite a bit of time in the gym. It's not something which we push as a club too much, because at this age they're still developing, so don't really want to push them too much down the gym wise at the moment. But like I say, because they're all at college, they do quite a few sessions within the gym and with weights and things like that.
It's your first season here playing on the 3G facilities at Trevor Memorial Ground. Obviously great setup here, I'd like to get your thoughts on that, and I'd like to know a bit about before this season where you used to train previously.
Well, this place is fantastic. It's the facilities here, some of the best I've seen. The pitch, it's unbelievable to play on. When I played, I wish I could play on something like this. Unfortunately, most of the pitches I played on was mud heaps. So to come onto a brand new 3G pitch like this, the lads, it just encouraged them to play good quality football, which we really want to see these develop that way. We used to train at local schools. They was good for what they was. They were small, so we couldn't really do the kind of exercises which, for example, today we've had quite a big turnout of players, and we've actually got the lads playing good football today. On a smaller facility, we can't do that. So, yeah, the facilities are absolutely fantastic.
With the numbers you're now getting for these training sessions, does that have a good effect in terms of how you're going to plan for your training session? Because, as you said, if you just get like 13, 14 people turn up, that's going to affect how you're going to schedule like a 2-hour training session or 1-hour training session, isn't it? So the 3G must encourage good numbers, and through good numbers, you can put in a really good, thorough, well-detailed training session, can't you?
Definitely. And as the season's gone on, we get more and more numbers coming into the club. They're obviously seeing these kind of facilities and they want to be involved. Yeah. Every week there seems to be another lad turning up who's coming in asking if they could sign for us. They're seeing what we can offer here. It's only positive for the future, because it's encouraging more and more people to get involved with the club.
As well as your own contacts, Dean, the way you sort of recruit and work with other clubs and schools and colleges, are you finding the players who word of mouth are telling other friends to maybe come down and check things out as well? Is that how it's spreading, the idea about it?
That's how it's going at the moment. We don't have to do all that much recruiting ourselves, because the lads within the colleges and things like that, they get talking to each other and they're trying to get their friends involved, and they come along, they see what we can do here. Hopefully we put good training sessions on for them, which encourages more people to come along. So positive, it is very positive. I mean, we do have Paul Brady, the manager. He has got very good contacts as well. His son has worked with quite a few professional clubs, so we do pick up players who may have just left a professional club and they're looking for somewhere, and we try and pick them up from there. But like I say, this season recruitment wise has been tremendous. The numbers that's come through the door that want to sign for us, really encouraging.
I'd like to touch on, Dean, about the under-18 setup at the moment. Is there any players you could probably sort of target at the moment, thinking like they're looking good at the moment and they're going to make a step up into the first team? And in recent seasons, can you give us an example of some players who have actually moved up to the first team at Balmere as well?
I've been involved with the under-18s for 2 years. We've had Ben Usher, he's stepped up and he's made a good step up into the first team. He's pretty much ever present there for the first team. As for the current group, what we've got, they're all just turning 18, but there is some 17-year-olds and we have got one 16-year-old in there. We have got 2 or 3 who I'd love to think they're capable. Physically at the moment, they need to grow a little bit, but technically-wise, they are very good. We've got Lewis Conway, my son, very good player. I've got Carl Byrne as well. He's actually made a few appearances for the first team as well. And like I said, we've got 2 or 3 other players. Ben Everett, he's looking a very good prospect. He could quite possibly on the next 6 months step up to the first team. I'd say there's probably, at this current crop, I'd say there's probably a good 6 or 7 players who should be, over the next year, year and a half, should be looking to make a step up into the next level of football.
In terms of targets, would you consider that to be a success? If, say, 6-7 players you think over the next year, 18 months are going to make the step up in terms of the numbers you're working with recruiting now, would you see that as a really sort of good way how you're taking the training forward?
Well, next season, because at the moment we haven't got, there's nothing between the under-18s and the first team. So next season the club is looking to put some sort of bridging team in between. What I'm hoping for is this current group of 18-year-olds we've got will move into that next level. If it's under-21, under-23 or reserve league, I'm hoping this group of players will be moving into that level.
Move up together.
And then they can progress virtually as a team, hopefully up into the first team. I think 6 or 7 would be a good number to move on to a first team level. Quite possibly, as the lads develop, they could all develop into first team players. But from the current group we've got, I'd say probably 6 or 7 is what we'll be looking at.
Well, let's finally get your thoughts, Dean, on non-league football in general, Sarah. It's quite a healthy area where we are in this part of Birmingham. Our non-league sides who play competitive non-league football at weekends and during the week as well. How are the state of play in non-league football in this part of the West Midlands?
As a whole, it's promising. A lot of clubs now are moving towards the 3G pitches, which is encouraging better football. It's encouraging, I mean, as ourselves got the 3G pitch, as Sutton got the 3G pitch, Cozill as well. Yeah. It's encouraging that non-league clubs are looking to push themselves forward and looking to create a more family-orientated club where they can bring kids through and they can be on the same pitches as the first team players.
And come through the ranks, as it were.
And come through the ranks as well.
And there's people on the pitch.
Sports on 107.5. Switch Radio.